WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The president asking Congress to give him the authority to launch a military strike against Syria for using chemical weapons on its own people. Here's SRN's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a weekend announcement, the president said he believes he has the authority to order military action without Congress, but that it's better to have authorization. And he's warning lawmakers that inaction sends the wrong message.
We are the United States of America, and we cannot and must not turn a blind eye to what happened in Damascus.
The president said that any military force would be limited in scope and would not put American soldiers on the ground. Greg Clugston, SRN News, Washington.
The most popular landmarks are obscured by smoke, but folks are still visiting the Yosemite Valley and the National Park there this weekend. Tourists staying on, despite the fact they've been advised to take it easy because of the big wildfire.
Michael Medved believes the president lacks in the leadership department.
You cannot negotiate with people. If the basis for your negotiations is, I have the country's good at heart and you don't. You can't do that. It doesn't work. This is why it really does matter that this guy has never held an executive position in his life.
The Michael Medved Show, afternoons at 2, right before Hugh Hewitt at 5, on AM 1280. The Patriot, intelligent radio. AM 1280, The Patriot.
You're an author writing a Christian book, so you may know this cheery little fact. Old-fashioned publishers reject thousands of manuscripts each year. You know your book is fabulous, but hey, if it's not what a publisher needs, eh. All you need is your book in print. You want it on Amazon. You want to spread the word the way you've written it, so do it. Forget old-fashioned publishing. Publish yourself with 21st Century Christian Publishing at Zulon Press. Fast and affordable, Zulon Press gives you the power to put your Christian book on the market the way you want it. Zulon Press knows your mission because they have the same mission. Publish your book. See it on Amazon. Be a published author with Zulon Press. Learn more with your free guide to Christian publishing. Visit ChristianPublishing.com. Get your book hot off the press. Zulon Press. Find your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same great people who bring you this nifty radio station.
I found a small lump. It just didn't feel right. After a biopsy, I was told that it was cancer.
Last year, Kimalea Conrad was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer.
I was devastated. I felt alone. I began praying, God, how do I do this? Where do I do this? Cancer Treatment Centers of America was the place.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, faith and spiritual support play an important role in the fight against complex and advanced stage cancer.
When I walk in to CGCA, it feels like a place of life and hope.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit and the power of prayer. That's Cancer Treatment Centers of America, a national network of 5 cancer hospitals.
I am so grateful and so blessed that I went to the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. I am strong and I am joyous.
If you or a loved one has complex or advanced stage cancer, visit cancercenter.com/faith. Cancer Treatment Centers of America, care that never quits. Appointments available now.
If your child has trouble paying attention, then we need you to pay attention right now, because the next 60 seconds could change your child's life. If your child can't focus, if they're struggling in school, or they spend hours trying to finish daily tasks, you need to know about a recent breakthrough, a brain training method that's been turned into a captivating video game for kids between age 6 and 12. And right now, we're giving away a demo from iFocus absolutely free. Just call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-933-1612. Developed by leading brain experts and concerned educators, this cutting-edge game automatically adapts to your child's learning speed. Simply playing the game helps your child focus and finish tasks with ease. It can deliver a dramatic improvement in attention, and it's been honored with over 12 awards. No tutors, no classes, just play. For your absolutely free demo, call toll-free 1-800-933-1612. If lines are busy, please try again. That's 1-800-933-1612.
Today's State Fair broadcast is sponsored by townhall.com.
Welcome to Telecom Soup, Over the next hour, Charlie Burrell and his team will explain to you all of the ins and outs of how to effectively utilize all of the technology on the market to help you grow your small business. Now, here's your host of Telecom Soup, Charlie Burrell.
Good morning, and welcome everybody to the first kickoff here of the Telecom Soup Show. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. We're live here at the State Fair. It's a beautiful day on this Sunday afternoon. With me today, we have two special guests on the show. We have Arlen Wall from BlueNet in Eagan. He's kind of our technology guru.
Good morning.
We also have Dan Fontana from MobileLink Wireless. Dan, are you there?
Good morning.
Fantastic. So we'd like to welcome our guest today to the first kickoff of our Telecom Soup Show. And we're looking forward to broadcasting every week, every Sunday. You can tune in and listen every Sunday from 12 to 1 on AM 1280 The Patriot. And we wanted to kind of put together here, we had this vision, and I want to kind of explain what Telecom Soup is all about so that the audience and the listener has a benefit of what we do. So technology is a very broad topic. And when we talk about different types of technologies, we talk about all the different things that businesses utilize to make their businesses more efficient. And each week what we're going to do on the show is we're going to pick a topic or topics that relate to technology, telecommunications, and technology infrastructure so that the listener, especially in the business sense, has an opportunity of understanding their needs and can grow. And the reason we have the agency partners here, we have Arlen from BlueNet and Dan from MobileLink Wireless, is we need to have all the agency partners together to talk about these topics and have the people that are really experts in their fields. So when we talk technology, one of the things that we talk about is the business applications. Now, there are quite a few technology shows. Arlen and Dan, I think you guys have probably seen on the radio or listened to any other shows like kind of techie shows, right?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. And really those shows have been for business to consumer, like the individual consumer, right?
Right. Right. A lot of questions about, hey, my personal cell phone has an issue. Hey, my computer is hiccuping in the hard drive somehow. But it's really home users calling in. And I understand that this show is orientated to be more business focused for, you know, organizations who are maintaining a fleet, have money on the line for their machines being down, have employees in the field that need to be productive every day. It's quite exciting to have a unique show that is a venue for conversations for business owners about, you know, what can technology do and what are some of the paths that technology can take you down from a business level.
Absolutely. And really, so a few months ago, we had put together this idea that we were going to put together a show that was driven towards business to business. And the focus is really geared towards the small business owner. I think you guys would agree with me that small business drives the economy, but also, you know, maintains the fact that I think in small business is sometimes neglected. They neglect their IT infrastructure, they neglect their telecommunications, and we want to reach out to that customer and that business and show them how to become more efficient and grow their business. Would you guys agree?
A lot of solution providers don't offer small business solutions. They work with the larger companies and like you said, neglect the smaller businesses.
Well, I think this is a great venue also long-term to have conversations from the business owner who's trying to tackle little bits and pieces of it and may not have had real direct long-term strategic planning thoughts. You know, if there's anyone out there in the atmosphere here that wants to have their questions answered, that's what we're trying to tee this up for. You know, have a lot of long-term conversations about, you know, where technology is going in the short term, but then some strategic conversations that, you know, some small business owners may not get a chance to see.
And to see what it can do for your business, but also how to protect your business from potential threats that come with the technology these days.
Absolutely. So as the host of the show, my company is called Telecom Warehouse, and the topics that I'm going to cover with Telecom Warehouse as kind of the telecommunications broker are topics like internet bandwidth, Ethernet, PRI, phone systems, hosted PBX, and phone systems. And those are the things that we touch on and we help our clients. BlueNet, being an IT firm and IT consultants, is going to talk about network security, infrastructure, desktop applications, redundancy, and colocation. And we also have Dan from MobileLink Wireless, who is going to talk about mobile phones, new updates with iPhone, Android, iOS, Google Apps, and mobile device management. And when you take the mobile device, the telecommunications, and the IT infrastructure, that is the topic of the show. And each week we're going to talk about these different topics and how they pertain to your business. And here's the key. You don't have to be techie to listen to the show. You know, one time my wife and I went into a Radio Shack, and we were looking for a cell phone. The story I want to tell here is the fact that when we went in, we had a specific need. We wanted to ask questions about what device would work the best. And the salesperson came up to us and was discussing all these different options and throwing out a bunch of terms that I had no idea what they were talking about. And it just really turned me off because he was talking and he really didn't even ask what we needed. And so what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to kind of dumb things down to the business owner or the business so that they understand what we're talking about on a day-to-day basis. And the fact that we're going to help them utilize this technology to grow their business.
Yeah, I'll add to that that this nerd stuff can get really deep on the acronyms, and we're going to try not to have that be a portion of this show as much as we possibly can.
Absolutely. So I wanted to kind of kick this off here. And, again, I'm Charlie Burrell with Telecom Warehouse. You can call us with questions. We're based out of Burnsville, small business owner, 952-513-2149. Or you could visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. That's T-E-L-C-O. warehouse.com. And if you have questions, you can call us in at 651-289-4488. That's the studio call-in number. And feel free to give us a call, or you can email me during the show at charlie@telcowarehouse.com with any question that comes up during the show. So the first topic that we're going to talk about, and is kind of a kickoff, is who is Telecom Warehouse? What do we do? How do we differentiate ourselves in the marketplace? You know, what is the what do we do on a day-to-day basis? So Telecom Warehouse is an independent telecommunications consulting firm. You know, much like an insurance brokerage, we partner with over 100 of the industry's top-rated telephone and cable companies. And what that means for the client is that we have a variety of different options. You know, if you've ever tried to buy car insurance and you, let's say, bought your insurance from, say, State Farm or Progressive or Farmers Insurance, those are what are called captive companies. They only have a product set that are within, you know, what they're using. If you've ever bought it through a broker, they have multiple options, multiple carriers. That's exactly what we do. We represent these firms, and what we do is we select, based on the customer's needs, the best option to go with. Now, the advantage of working with a consultant-led firm like ours is that we're non-biased. We have options. We can shop the market for the best solution and help that customer or that small business owner implement that solution. The really what kind of makes us different in the marketplace, and I wanted to kind of address this, is there are four different things that Telecom Warehouse does, or four different programs that we've implemented that businesses take advantage of. And these are four strategies that differentiate us from anybody else in the marketplace. The first one is called our Guaranteed Savings Plan. So if a customer engages Telecom Warehouse and their goal is just to save money, we can help them. Because we partner with over 100 different companies, we have the access to shop the market, find the best solution, and help them implement that solution. The next one is called Pick a Payment Plan. The Pick a Payment Plan is when we sit down with a customer or client and they give us a budget that they're looking with. Say, for instance, you know, their budget spend is $300 to $500. What we're going to do is we're going to put together a plan based on the carriers and come back and let them, you know, move forward with the solution. The third strategy that we have at Telecom Warehouse is called the bundle. Now, Dan, you're familiar with the bundle, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Would you agree with me that the bundle is probably the most valuable asset or valuable strategy that we have?
It's a great strategy. It allows customers to take advantage of multiple products at a discounted rate.
Fantastic. So here's what the bundle is. When we sit down with a customer and we are evaluating their telecommunications, their phone lines, their internet connection, and their wireless plan, we're going to bundle those services together. And there's really three main reasons why we do that. Number one, they're going to get updated technology. They're going to get the newest things on the market, whether that be a new mobile phone, a new broadband connection, email server, etc. We're going to bundle those services together. Number two, it saves them the max amount of money. We can get an economies of scale when we bundle all their services into one package, and the customer is going to get a much better value on what I would call their telecom dollar, their telecom spend. The last and the most important one, and I think this is the biggest driver, is called the contract assistance plan. Everybody knows that phone companies have contracts. Would you guys agree with me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You sign up for Sprint, you sign up for T-Mobile, you sign up for Comcast, you're going to have some type of contract, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So we're going to talk about that when we come up from break. We're going to talk about the contract assistance plan, and we're also going to talk about the two agency partners that we have involved, Arlen from BlueNet, the IT consultant firm, as well as Dan from MobileLink Wireless.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Are you a business trying to save money by changing your phone, internet, or wireless service, but can't because you're locked into a long-term painful contract? Seems hopeless, right? Wrong. It's time you pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder. Many of our clients were in a very similar situation. They wanted to save money with a new plan, but didn't want to pay all those crazy termination fees associated with changing phone companies. That's why I created the Contract Assistance Peace of Mind Plan. Our trusted consultants can show you not only how to save up to 30% on your services, but also pay those painful fees associated with making a change to a new provider. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trusted advisors will meet with your business and show you how to save money today. Call us at 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. That's 952-513-2149 or telcowarehouse.com.
Hey, it now appears that summer is not being canceled for the year after all. That means Steve Hicks and his team at Concrete Science have been busy in their lab formulating more new and exciting options for both decorative concrete and epoxy garage floors. So, Steve, what's on the menu for this summer?
Michael, we're truly excited about the patterns, colors, textures, and techniques we've come up with. We hear it over and over again. Wow, you can do that with concrete? The answer is yes. You can dream it. We can do it.
With all the competition out there, what makes Concrete Science's ideas so much better?
For nearly 50 years, our family has earned the reputation for being both creative and practical. Concrete Science has the people, skills, and equipment necessary to execute at the highest level, and we aim for total customer satisfaction on every project.
To see gorgeous images of the work Concrete Science is doing for its customers and to see compelling video testimonials, go to concrete-science.com. That's Concrete Science with a dash in the middle.com. Concrete Science, a smart chemistry of quality, service, and value. Concrete-science.com.
Business owners, are you sick and tired of your phone or cable company jerking you around with high rates and poor customer service? Are your employees complaining about how slow the internet is? Or are you just looking to save money on your phone internet services? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and cellular service. Our firm partners with over 100 of the industry's top-rated carriers, so every client saves money. Don't let the phone or cable company take advantage of your hard-earned dollar anymore. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trained consultants will meet with you for a no-obligation competitive market analysis and show you how to turn those dreaded expenses into a tool to help grow your business. Our average client saves 30%. So give us a call at 952-513-2149. That number again is 952-513-2149, or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and start saving money today. And we're back here from Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell from Telecom Warehouse. Before the break, we were talking about how Telecom Warehouse differentiates ourselves from other competitors in the marketplace. And we kind of left off on that contract assistance plan, did we not?
Yes, we did.
So as we talked about, phone companies and wireless companies always have contracts. And a lot of time when we sit down with a customer and they like the plan that we've engaged, they want to move forward, they want to save the money and increase their technology, The reason that they can is they're in some type of contract that if they were to make the change would be held with termination liability. So what I developed is called the contract assistance plan. What we do is we're going to use a variety of different strategies to help buy out that agreement. Things like having the new provider maybe pick up the penalty, offering incentives, buyout options, or even our firm assisting with the opportunity. Why do we do that? We look at that as a new client coming on board and partnering with our company. And one of the things I'd like to explain with the telecom brokerage and how we operate versus a little bit different from like the direct companies. As I said before, we represent over 100 different telephone and cable companies. And Arlen and Dan, you guys have probably heard of many of these, CenturyLink and TDS, Comcast, Charter. You've heard of these companies, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All the ones that are very geographic in nature. And you're only serviced by certain ones that touch your organization's headquarters or footprint.
Absolutely. Some of these telecom companies that have a national footprint, others are you know, Minnesota-based or local, they have their own direct sales force. And their direct sales force is basically their employees that are going out trying to push their products and services. One of the values that we have as an agency is that we represent multiple firms. So one advantage is we're not a quota-based firm. Direct reps have, you know, they have a quota and they have to sell certain products and services. And when they sit down with a customer, they're going to sell what they have available. Now, as a consultant, our firm, we're going to go out and try to find the best option for that particular customer. We're not trying to push something down their throat that they may not need or they may not want or doesn't really solve their problem, get them into a better position. And like the three the partners here that are sitting today, Arlen and Dan, I think when we engage a client, I think one of the main objectives that we have is can we put them into a better position after we leave them than when we first engage them. Would you guys agree with me on that?
Absolutely. I would agree with that, and I'm also going to inject here, too, that from the BlueNet side, you know, one of the advantages of working with telecom brokerages is that, you know, the internet connectivity that a small business has is the lifeblood. I think more and more businesses are realizing long-term that without that connectivity to the outer world or the outside world over the internet, they just can't get work done, and they've got their employees at a standstill. Being that as part of the weakest link in the chain, if you look at the architecture for an organization, you know, having a broker that can offer you two different disparate technologies and bring them inside for the infrastructure, if one were to fail, you're not completely down, and if the other one were to fail, you're not completely down. But when things are up and running and you've got the best of both worlds operating, you really have a fast and robust connection to the outside world that you're looking at.
Absolutely.
Providing a competitive advantage over your competitors as well.
Absolutely. So during the break, there was a couple questions that came in, and one of the questions I'm going to kind of read out loud here. Why would you use a telecom broker? And there, I came up with kind of seven different responses to that question. First of all, reducing telecom costs. This is very simple. You have a small business, medium-sized business, etc., and you're looking at your phone internet connection, your telecommunications, or even your wireless, and you want to cut costs. And one of the programs that we had before is the guaranteed savings plan. Generally, Dan, you would agree that that our average customer saves 30% on their phone services.
Definitely. We've found numerous times that our customers save at least 30%.
The other one, why you would contact a telecom broker like Telecom Warehouse, is downsizing the business. Now, hopefully this doesn't happen too often, but downsizing a business, you have to look at your applications, you have to look at your usages, et cetera. That would be another reason for contacting us. Number three is expansion. This is one of my favorites. Businesses that expand really need to take a look at their telecom infrastructure. Now, I don't know if you guys knew this, but in small business, Arlen and Dan, did you know that their telecom is one of their top 10 expenses in any business?
That's a unique perspective. I guess I never really thought of it, but it makes quite a bit of sense that that would be.
It is. So expansion is very important. We want to expand their products and services with them. Another one is moving office locations. So moving is a big target for business, small business, because they have to evaluate what is going on to the new location.
Coverage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Different internet connections.
All the above, really. So moving, increasing capacity, say buying, for instance, a new phone system, you would call Telecom Warehouse, and then operating newer locations, opening up new locations, multi-site businesses. So those are the reasons that people will call Telecom Warehouse. Again, our number here is 952-513-2149. You could email me at charlie@telcowarehouse.com. We're a small business located in Burnsville. And as I said before, I started the company back in 2009. And really the goal was to provide a better solution for our customers. Two other questions that really came in that I wanted to kind of address over the break was, who is the best carrier? Who's the best telephone company? Now, it's kind of funny, but I don't know if you guys would agree with me on this one, but why do people hate the phone company?
Because they're hard to work with.
is that what it is?
They're monstrous companies, and it's hard to get the wheels turning in your direction if you're a small company.
So you think customer service might be a big thing?
You have to wait on hold. You call them, and no one returns your call.
Okay. And I'd probably say that's true for the cable company as well, right?
Absolutely.
So what if that communication was enhanced by utilizing our services, utilizing our brokerage to enhance that communication between the interaction between the client and the customer?
I think the beauty of it is throw it over to the fence to you, Charlie, and then the business owner doesn't have to worry about it. That'd be the beauty of it, is to get it off their plate because they've got other stuff to do, and let somebody who's got some deep contacts within handle it.
Let them run their business.
Absolutely. People have better things to do than worry about their internal infrastructure. Would you guys agree with me on that?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
There's 100 other things that they'd rather be doing than waiting on hold for the phone company to get back to them with a poor answer.
Absolutely. So using that industry knowledge, some of the advantages of working with a telecom broker like Telecom Warehouse, there really is no answer of who the best phone company is. Here's why. Every business has something unique about that business and their infrastructure, all right? And to say that one carrier is better than others, each carrier has a specific, unique product set that is for that specific, unique marketplace. Wouldn't you guys agree with me?
Absolutely. Though they all offer high-speed internet or wireless connections, there are specific needs that they can address very well, and then others that they don't.
Absolutely. So that's really the answer, is there is no one best answer for or best phone company out there. Our job and the partners here is to find the best fit for your organization and partner with that to help you guys have a long-lasting relationship. Another question that came in was, are you guys resellers of phone companies? Well, kind of yes and kind of no. Let me kind of explain. We broker the services, the phone and internet connection, on behalf of over 100 different companies. And we had mentioned a few in the past. Integra, CenturyLink, TDS, Comcast, Charter, etc. What we don't do is we don't represent them from an employee standpoint. There are two types of sides in any organization. You have the direct sales force and you have the indirect sales force. The direct sales force are the carriers where they are employing their own sales staff. So they're like an Integra representative or a CenturyLink representative. There's the indirect, which is the agent side. That's the side that we play on. We'll use the same contracts. We're offered the same rates. We help negotiate as the intermediary between us and that phone company. Here is the biggest benefit to using an agent like Telecom Warehouse, using our company. You pay nothing for our services. I want to repeat that, guys. You pay nothing for our services. We are paid by the provider, and we have a vested interest in maintaining long-term relationships because we get paid in a residual nature. So the longer our customers stay with us, and I think we looked at the stats about a week ago, Dan, I think our retention ratio, both on the landline side and the wireless side, is somewhere around 92%.
About 92%.
Well, I think a lot of that leads to the objectivity that you guys can have. When one carrier starts to have issues long-term, or one kind of rises through the ranks with some great offerings, you guys can switch your customers accordingly and not be beholden to a select contract like a direct employee would have.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Allowing the customers to get the best value.
They get the best value simply because we get a non-biased approach. So sometimes what we'll do is we'll put together multiple carrier options, kind of like bid out the services, show them the different bids of what, you know, might work for their organization, and let them pick. You know, we'll let them pick the best solution. And we do take recommendations from IT companies like BlueNet and MobileLink Wireless, because we need their input on the actual opportunity itself. So coming up at the break here, after the break, we're going to talk about the process that I use for when we sit down with a client, how we engage them. And then we're going to turn it over to Arlen from BlueNet, followed by Dan from MobileLink Wireless, to give a little background on what they do for their clients, both on the IT side as well as the mobile side, on the show. So stay tuned. We'll talk about that. Give us a call, 952-513-2149. We'll be right back.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Are you a business trying to save money by changing your phone, internet, or wireless service, but can't because you're locked into a long-term painful contract? Seems hopeless, right? Wrong. It's time you pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder. Many of our clients were in a very similar situation. They wanted to save money with a new plan, but didn't want to pay all those crazy termination fees associated with changing phone companies. That's why I created the Contract Assistance Peace of Mind Plan. Our trusted consultants can show you not only how to save up to 30% on your services, but also pay those painful fees associated with making a change to a new provider. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trusted advisors will meet with your business and show you how to save money today. Call us at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. That's 952-513-2149 or telcowarehouse.com.
A lot has changed in the Twin Cities in 30 years. The suburbs have expanded, large shopping malls have opened and closed, and the once beloved Metro Dome is now on the verge of extinction. Over those three decades, one thing has remained constant. Those big and red Dave's Floor Sanding vans. You'll see them virtually everywhere on their way to restore the floors of some lucky home. They may have even been to your home before you owned it. For all the changes we see around us, Dave's Floor Sanding has remained constant. Whether they're breathing new life into a home's old, worn floors or installing something completely new, their commitment to quality is unmatched. When it comes time to make a change with your home's flooring, it's worth your while to make a call to Dave's. You can rest assured it's the best service, product, and overall experience you can get.
To contact Dave's, visit online at davesfloorsanding.com or call 763-784-3000. And don't forget to ask about the 5% discount for Patriot listeners.
Business owners, are you sick and tired of your phone or cable company jerking you around with high rates and poor customer service? Are your employees complaining about how slow the internet is? Or are you just looking to save money on your phone internet services? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and cellular service. Our firm partners with over 100 of the industry's top-rated carriers, so every client saves money. Don't let the phone or cable company take advantage of your hard-earned dollar anymore. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trained consultants will meet with you for a no-obligation competitive market analysis and show you how to turn those dreaded expenses into a tool to help grow your business. Our average client saves 30%. So give us a call at 952-513-2149. That number again is 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and start saving money today.
Welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. We're live here at the State Fair on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Again, I'm with Arlen Wall from BlueNet in Eagan and Dan Fontana from Mobile Inc. Wireless.
Hello again.
How are you doing? So before the break, we were talking about the different types of applications, kind of why we had developed the show. And being a technology and telecommunications show, we wanted to put together a agenda that small business customers, business to business, will understand. And one of the things that we had talked about was, who would call a telecom broker? Why would you ever pick up the phone and give us a call? So here's our process. If somebody calls up Telecom Warehouse, and again, our telephone number is 952-513-2149, or you can visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. Let me kind of walk you through the process. The first thing that we do when we sit down and engage a client is we do what's called a discovery meeting, a needs analysis. The needs analysis is very important because we need to understand what that client's needs are and what they want. Is their goal to save money? Dan, I think that you run into that a lot.
We run into that quite a bit.
I mean, the only goal is to save some money. The other is they want to upgrade their equipment. That might be more in the realm of Arlen.
Yeah, the life cycle events are coming on pretty strong for some technology infrastructure pieces.
Absolutely. So a discovery meeting can take 15 minutes. It can take 2 hours, depending on how the in-depth that the client wants to get. That's step number one. Step number two is the recommendation of services. So once we have an idea of what they want or the customer's agenda is, our pricing team will go back, we'll kind of evaluate the opportunity, and then we're going to make a recommendation of services. Sometimes that is going to be one carrier specific. Sometimes that's going to have a multiple carrier option. We're going to give the customer options. The third step in this process is implementation of services. Now, earlier in the show, I mentioned, why do people hate the phone company so much?
They're hard to get a hold of. They take forever.
Customer service.
How about the sales force? Have you ever heard a client say, well, you know what, I can never get a hold of my sales guy. He sold us a bill of goods, and then he just ran away?
That's the quota thing.
It's got to be the quota thing. They're trying to get something in where they offer, hey, if you sign today, we'll give you this, or I got to have this in by the end of the month, or you're going to miss out. Well, that's not the realm of what an agent does. We're going to help implement the services. So what we sold or what we help implement, we're going to help install, and we're going to be there for you on the backside. Post-follow-up is very, very important. We find that customers have a greater satisfaction with a post-follow-up review, and we want to make sure that we help manage that installation. The last one, now, I don't know about you guys, but have you ever changed phone companies, wireless providers, or how about even home utilities? You ever changed cable, like cable or your heat or your accelerator? Have you guys ever done that?
I think my favorite part of that whole process is the 8-hour window of time that they give you.
And then they show up a little bit later than that.
Right. You wait around all day, and then they show up when they choose to.
Okay. Well,
and forget the modem.
Well, kind of what I was looking at was, have you ever opened up and looked at your first bill?
It's scary.
Why?
It's huge. It's not what you expected. It's all the promises are no longer there.
All right. So one of the things that we do as part of our implementation of services is we're going to give you an audit of that first bill. The first bill is always scary because, it's 2 months of service. The customer looks at what they had signed up for, and they open up their first bill, and it's just no different than changing heat companies at your house. It's always more. Well, we're going to give you an audit. We're going to make sure that bill lines up to what we have. And I hate to say this, guys, but there is a stat out there, and I want to make this very clear. Maybe you guys have heard of this, but 99% of phone bills have some kind of grammatical error in them. Do you guys know that?
I didn't. That's pretty shocking.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So it's because they're just so big. So we'll audit that bill. That's our process: the discovery meeting, the recommendation of services, the implementation of services, and the annual bill. That is Telecom Warehouse in a nutshell. Again, I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder. You can reach us at 952-513-2149. You can visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. And should you have questions, please call in. We are live here at the studio, 651-289-4488. Our next topic that I'd like to turn over, we're going to pass it over. Like I said, each week we're going to be talking about different telecommunications and technology strategies customer-driven to businesses. We all agree here that small business we sometimes feel is neglected and needs the most help or assistance in this field. And again, you don't have to be techie, so we're going to kind of keep things very simple. But we're going to turn it over to Arlen at BlueNet to talk about what they do and how Arlen's company helps customers grow their IT infrastructure and partner with agencies like Telecom Warehouse, my company. Because phone internet, they're telecommunications, but we need this extra piece, which he's going to touch on. So, Arlen, let's kick it off here.
How you doing? Arlen Wall, Senior Solution Advisor with BlueNet. Been with BlueNet for about 2 years now and have spent the last 10 years in technology. One of the pieces to talk a little bit about BlueNet is, we're a traditional managed service company that has kind of a unique spin on what we do and how we do it. We take all of the work that we do from an engineering standpoint. We're not affiliated with a heavy sales team. We don't have a lot of direct salespeople out there knocking on the doors, but we are really, really focused on making sure that our customers get the best solution fit for their need. And we're looking for organizations in the scope of 5 employees all the way up to 200 employees. From our managed services side, we do a lot of on-site consulting, but then we get into cloud services and hosting. BlueNet has been around since 2001, so that's an eternity in technology terms. A 12-year run of technology support doesn't seem to be the scope of a lot of companies. They a lot of fly-by-night, a lot of big ones, a lot of small ones, but very, very few that fit the spectrum of offerings that we have with the on-site consulting side and the cloud services side.
Arlen, I got a question here. You had mentioned managed services. Why don't you tell the audience a little bit more about what managed services are?
Well, managed services is the ongoing kind of automation of some of the commodity support pieces that you need day to day for business. So, you know, every month, Microsoft on Patch Tuesday is what they call it. They release a whole bunch of patches for your operating system, and you know, Java, Adobe, all the other applications that you run kind of go through the same process. At least once a month, they release a whole bunch of patches, and those patches can break things. Those patches can cause a lot of havoc on your internet connection with just a huge amount of machinery that is pulling updates. What we do is we automate a lot of that on the backside, because those patches are incredibly important long term for things like HIPAA compliance or PCI compliance. If you're not actively patching and managing those, if you're you've got a part-time IT guy who gets buried in his day-to-day aspects of other pieces of his business, those are the first things to fall off the scope of what they're trying to do. Ongoing day-to-day antivirus patches are a very important, critical piece to a managed services offering. And that's part of what BlueNet does. The other part is our cloud hosting side. And cloud is kind of an ambiguous term, and I think in a later show we'll dive into all the definitions of cloud. I hate that word myself because it could mean so many things to so many people.
It looks like it's getting cloudy right here. Hopefully it doesn't rain.
Right.
But that's a different type of cloud that you guys are talking about, right?
Absolutely. It's a technology cloud where you're leveraging kind of the economies of scale in a data center level for what your internal needs are.
Perfect. So Arwin, how would somebody get a hold of BlueNet? How would they get a hold of you? What's your telephone number?
BlueNet's at 952-925-2583, and that's 952-925-BLUE.
Fantastic. So again, we're broadcasting live at the fair here. This is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. It's a beautiful day. We are kicking off the first of a 52-week campaign live at AM 1280 The Patriot every Sunday from 12 to 1. The goal is to reach out to business owners with a new type of technology show. And again, you don't have to be techie to listen to the show. We're going to be touching on different topics like internet, bandwidth, Ethernet, PRI. Those are things that Telecom Warehouse does as a broker. We have BlueNet, who's going to be more of the IT guru. And by the end of the show, what we're going to do is we're going to give each other nicknames here. So that'll be kind of our little fun game.
I'm going to throw out there right now for this nickname thing, don't call me a guru. Technology's too big for that.
So two words he doesn't like, guru and cloud.
Yeah. And then we have Mobile Link Wireless. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk to Dan from Mobile Link, and he's going to touch on some ideas in the mobile realm.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Are you a business trying to save money by changing your phone, internet, or wireless service, but can't because you're locked into a long-term painful contract? Seems hopeless, right? Wrong. It's time you pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder. Many of our clients were in a very similar situation. They wanted to save money with a new plan, but didn't want to pay all those crazy termination fees associated with changing phone companies. That's why I created the Contract Assistance Peace of Mind Plan. Our trusted consultants can show you not only how to save up to 30% on your services, but also pay those painful fees associated with making a change to a new provider. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trusted advisors will meet with your business and show you how to save money today. Call us at 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. That's 952-513-2149 or telcowarehouse.com.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth,
militants attack a natural gas facility.
Broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives.
Do not go outdoors here in Ocean City right now.
When important moments happen, both big and small, we're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Business owners, are you sick and tired of your phone or cable company jerking you around with high rates and poor customer service? Are your employees complaining about how slow the internet is? Or are you just looking to save money on your phone internet services? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and cellular service. Our firm partners with over 100 of the industry's top-rated carriers, so every client saves money. Don't let the phone or cable company take advantage of your hard-earned dollar anymore. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trained consultants will meet with you for a no-obligation competitive market analysis and show you how to turn those dreaded expenses into a tool to help grow your business. Our average client saves 30%. So give us a call at 952-513-2149. That number again is 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and start saving money today.
We are back live at the State Fair. This is Charlie Burrell, broadcasting here with AM 1280 The Patriot. Along with me, we have Dan Fontana from MobileLink Wireless and Arwin Wall from BlueNet.
How you doing?
We're doing good. The show, again, Telecom Soup. We have various topics that we're going to be talking about for telecommunications and IT infrastructure. We want to make it very clear to the audience that is listening, really the benefit to you is there hasn't been a technology show like this that is driven to customer to business to business. You know, I think the Geek Squad is probably with, has done some shows. I'm sure you've seen them where they, you know, they call in and they have it to the individual consumers about PCs and such, right?
Oh, yeah.
The majority of the focus is to consumers, however.
So really the goal and the vision of the show is to generate that small business customer to help them grow, to help them become more efficient, obviously give them a better infrastructure. And so that's really the nature of the show. Before we left, we were talking about to Arlen about his company. Arlen, how do people get a hold of you again? What's your telephone number?
BlueNet's at 952-925-2583. That's 952-925-BLUE. We're also at BlueNetInc.com. And, I was talking as we went into break about our managed services offering and kind of what that means. A lot of times organizations of a small business nature, even up into the medium-sized space, I see it quite often that they've got a guy who is part-time. You know, sometimes it's a relative who's kind of helping out. And, you know, one of the pieces of that puzzle that gets a little bit frustrating for business owners is, you know, does this person really spend enough time and focus on what you're trying to do? One of the good ways to talk about that is your life cycle planning. You know, how have you laid out the plan for your infrastructure and technology? Just to give you an idea of some of the things that we're looking at and deal with day to day from a life cycle component. We see a lot of customers that are still running old operating systems for their servers and for their desktops. And just to give you an idea, Microsoft XP, the desktop operating system, April 2014 is when that's going end of life and support. You need to have a really good strategy if you've got any XP machines around to go into, the Windows 7 or Windows 8 side. From the server side, I see every now and then I run across a Server 2003 operating system. You know, that right there is 10 years old and went end of support in 2009. Then we get to Server 2008. Right now, Service Pack 3 is out for that, and that one is going to be slated for July 2011. Yeah, that's already passed us. So there's a lot of pieces to this puzzle of what your life cycle planning needs to be. And one of the things that BlueNet does very often in kind of taking from Charlie's earlier introduction of how you go about your business is we like to have a lot of conversations about your strategic planning, like to have a lot of conversations about where your business is heading, multi-site locations and things like that spinning up. You know, lean on partners like Telco Warehouse to bring some of that expertise in, because there's a lot of pieces that kind of move and play and shake around with this. The essence is really, really trying to get a handle on those and make recommendations. You may not like to hear the answer because technology has a cost, but at the end of the day, the idea is robust infrastructure.
So one of the things here, let me ask this question: who is your ideal client? What are you looking for? So if the audience out there that says, "Hey, that's me. This fits in my box." What are you looking for?
Well,
I think I take that, you know, we're looking for customers who don't want to have the sugar-coated answer on technology. You want the real answer about what is going to be in the best interest of your business. You know, anybody can take a vendor and hammer them down on price and have them start backing away until you have a subset of a really good design. We're looking for a customer who, you know, wants to build up, you know, from an engineering standpoint, the most robust but yet cost-effective technology portfolio for what their business is. You know, we work with major vendors like Hewlett Packard and you know, some other ones out there, and you know, we mix together our solution set with a very support driven architecture. So everything that we offer, we want to be able to support for you long term. We want to make sure that in the case that your current IT guy, you know, has this win the lottery scenario, this is the same as a hit by the bus scenario.
Absolutely.
Disappears one day, you know, how can you continue your business without leaning on this one guy? And that's often the case with businesses that we work with in the, you know, 5-employee to 200 employee size that we are often involved with.
Well, I'm glad that you had brought that up. And you know, I thank you for filling in the information on what BlueNet is. And I want to make this very clear to the audience listening is that, you know, the show Telecom Soup encompasses all these different variety of topics. And Telecom Warehouse, my company, deals with the telecommunications side. We have Arlen from BlueNet who deals with the IT infrastructure. We're going to kind of turn it over to Dan here from MobileLink Wireless. And just out of curiosity, have you guys seen the movie Office Space?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Dan, what do you say you do here?
Well,
page lawyer.
What do you say you do here?
Aside from making jump to conclusions, Matts, our goal, MobileLink Wireless, our goal is to provide, is to minimize communication costs and improve productivity and eliminate the telecom frustrations. As we've all been discussing here today, that, you know, the small business, the owners, and they have more important things to do. Their focus should be on growing their business as opposed to focusing on the cell phone's screen breaking or the bill's too high. So our focus, what we do is provide a unique approach. We have an internal customer service department, and our goal is to take the headache from wireless off of our customer and do it instead. Take care of all the communication with the carriers directly.
Fantastic. So one of the things that we look at, and I'm going to go back to earlier in the show, we had talked about two plans or two programs that we have at Telecom Warehouse. One of them was called the bundle, the other was called contract assistance. And when we bundle services, we always like to look at their entire telecommunication spend, their phone lines, their internet connection, their websites, their emails, all kind of bundled together, their ISPs. And we're also going to bundle in their mobile services. And this is where Dan comes in. Why do we do that? Well, first of all, we get greater efficiencies, number one. Number two, greater cost savings. But we can also use the incentives of each carrier to help them with the fourth one, which is that contract assistance. Now, Dan, you do a lot of Sprint business.
Okay. We do.
Okay. Why do you do Sprint?
Sprint offers a very competitive advantage over the other providers for small to mid-sized business. They have a unique approach with contract assistance, with startup incentives. They work to acquire the customers and then provide a good, solid customer service on the back end.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So every time that that we've engaged a customer, it seems like Sprint, as an example, just one of the many carriers that you can sell for, has really three bags of money. And I like to say bags of money as being kind of like the incentive for the client to make a change. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. If I'm not mistaken, bag of money number one is what's called a porting credit.
Can
you explain that?
So a porting credit, basically, when you transfer your line of service from one provider to another, that's called porting or transferring your number. So a port in credit, what Sprint offers is some incentive money to bring your number from another provider.
Sure. So and in past, we've seen that porting credit be anywhere from, like, say, $50 to almost $150,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So if you're talking to a customer and he's got 10 phone lines that he wants to bring over, Sprint's going to give him a grant.
Could get a grant.
$1,000.
Yep.
Free money. So that would be one incentive. Number two, don't they discount hardware too as well?
Sprint offers some deep discounts on hardware for small to mid-sized businesses. They work really hard to discount the hardware to make that out-of-pocket cost not as shocking.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. So the other thing that we looked at, one of the other third incentive, and Dan, maybe you can touch on this one as well, is Sprint's a very green company, right? They want to They'll also buy back your old equipment.
Sprint will buy back your old equipment and offer you a pretty pretty reasonable value for the equipment, whether it's an old you know, a flip phone or one of the newer iPhones. You want to just get the new one when it switch when it comes out. They'll buy back that old phone and recycle it or donate it, do what's you know, very eco-friendly.
So let me get this straight. Sprint will pay you to come on board. They'll give you discounted hardware, and they'll buy back your old junk.
That's correct. They'll buy back your old junk.
So how does somebody get a hold of you?
So you can reach us at 952-314-1313. We're 952-314-1313.
Fantastic. So we've Dan and I have been on a number of opportunities where utilizing these budgets, you know, the customer, again, we want to get you, the main goal when we sit down with the customer is can we put them into a better position than when we first met them? And we look at our job as the consultants to put them in together with the telecommunications strategy. The mobile part is huge. Companies are spending thousands and thousands of dollars on their wireless plans. And what we do is oh, go ahead.
And it's a very rapidly changing environment. The rate plans, the discounts that you get on those plans, they change all the time. Now with data being so important, especially with 4G LTE, your phone, your devices will use a lot more data, and so you can easily go over.
Well, how about businesses utilizing that technology of tablets and cell phones for very unique things? I mean, the workforce is becoming more and more mobile, and the efficiencies that
Absolutely.
You can gain from that
Absolutely.
Have been tremendous over the last few years.
Absolutely. You can, you know, you can swipe your credit cards. You can take you can have workforce locator. You can see where your employees are, and you can use one of the neat things about Sprint is they offer unlimited internet for businesses. So you can actually use those mobile broadband cards as your internet connection at a 4G LTE speed. And
I know in the last couple of years, the BlueNet has been doing a lot with businesses, you know, critical line of business applications to mobile devices to, you know, keep their employees going.
Absolutely. So I think one of the last things that we want to touch upon is Sprint is very business oriented. And what that means is they give larger discounts to businesses because they're affiliated with so many different companies. And we've seen discounts up to 25%, and that is far superior than any other carrier out there. And Dan can, you know, when he sits down and talks to you guys about that opportunity, we'll find you guys the best deal and the best value. So, Dan, how do people get a hold of you again?
Again, it's 952-314-1313 is our number. And you can find us online also at Mobile Link Wireless, mobile-linkwireless.com.
Fantastic. Now, I know that you work in more of the business-to-business side, but you do also have retail stores, correct?
MobileLink has a retail presence as well. So we do the B2C, the business-to-consumer support, and we do, you know, cell phones. We have a couple of retail stores in the area, and I manage that, but also...
Fantastic. Well, guys, this has been kind of the first show that we broadcast here. We're live at the State Fair. This is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. The topic of conversation today is our show, Telecom Soup. It's a fantastic day. We've talked about the different things like who we are, what we do, and generated towards small business owners. If you have questions, you can give us a call. Our direct dial at Telecom Warehouse is 952-513-2149. Again, that number is 952-513-2149. Or you could also visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. That's TELCOwarehouse.com. We hope everybody has a good weekend, and we will catch up with you next Sunday at 12 noon.
Yeah, everyone have a safe Labor Day.
Enjoy your fair.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Yes, Wicks and Jewelers will give you cash for your gold, but did you know they'll also pay you for your military items, old toys, vintage watches, furniture, even your muscle car? Wicks and Jewelers is buying, and they're buying it all. Wixson's experts are ready to make you a cash offer for your old rings, chains, platinum, gold, sterling silver, diamonds, and heirloom jewelry. Do you have an old pocket watch, minute repeater, or chronograph? It doesn't have to be working for Wixson's to buy it. Top dollar paid for old or new Rolex or Patek Philippe watches. Get cash for your military items, medals, pins, uniforms, especially German daggers and Japanese swords. Wixson's will pay you cash for foreign currency, rare coins, artwork, antique furniture, and toys. They'll also make you an offer for your old Corvette and muscle car. Now is the time to turn your gold, silver, and unwanted items into cash at Wicks and Jewelers. Not sure what you have? Call Wicks and Jewelers or stop in. Wicks and Jewelers is buying it all. Wicks and Jewelers, just off 35W at 99th and Lindale, Bloomington. Online at wicksandjewelers.com.
This is AM 1280, The Patriot, WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul.